Hello everyone, and a pleasant day to you all. It's Naya here, and welcome to my podcast, Candid Expressions. This is a podcast where we share our honest perspective about certain random stuffs and how they affect us personally, spiritually, and in the world at large. So today we have got a great topic to talk about. I think it's a great topic because it's relatable. Most people relate to this topic so much. It's something we ponder about so many times. It's something we're always wondering how to find and everything. And so the topic is finding a balance between listening to advice and listening to yourself. Finding a balance between listening to advice from other people and listening to yourself. A lot of people get confused about whether or not they are doing the right thing, whether or not they are making the right choice, whether or not they are making the right decision, or doing what is best. We want to have more clarity, more ease with our decisions, and more confidence. There is an art to listening to ourselves and balancing it with the advice of our people around us. As we grow up, we are exposed to a lot of information and slowly learn to compare what we hear and see and what we feel. Between family patterns, society pressures, and our friends, the voice within us, like that subconscious or your, your subconscious, or I don't know, some people call it your conscience. So that voice within us can easily get distracted or easily get down against outside influences, making us confused. It can become hard to tell the voice of our higher self from the strong opinions of others, and also make it difficult to trust our intuition with great confidence when it goes against the grain. This is very true. You've had situations where, okay, you're about to take a decision right now, and then maybe you're about to take a decision. Let's ask something like, you're in a classroom, you're having your courses. Let's talk about elective courses. We all take elective courses. So you're about to take elective courses. They listed out all the elective courses, and then a mind within you is telling you, a voice within you is telling you, take this particular course. You will do well on it. You will do absolutely well. Particular course. But then other people, especially friends do this a lot. Friends are like, okay, let's go for this course, it looks easy. And then that voice within you becomes down. You go with their choice. And then it just makes us confused. However, we all need advice from time to time. Having an outside perspective can really help us sort out our own voices and desires. The key is to get clear on the way you use outside information to find the truth and honor it. This is like the most important key. Yes, we want advices. Yeah, we go to other people for advices. Like, okay, please come and advise me concerning this case. Come and advise me concerning this issue. Come and advise me on certain decisions to take. But then, like I said, the key is to get clear on the way you use this outside information, outside advice, to find your truth in it and honor it. Because sometimes the advice they are giving you may be against your morals, or maybe against your truth, or maybe against everything you stand for. So it's up to you now to know if you would take their own advice or listen to your own heart. For example, are you asking for advice as an approval-seeking measure because you don't trust yourself? Or do you like to gather outside information, then sit with your emotions and thoughts to come to a choice that's right for you? In contrast, do you refuse to listen to advice from anyone, letting your ego turn down helpful insights that may feel emotionally threatening? This is what we face through nowadays, because most times we seek validation from other people. Maybe now you let's give an example. You're looking fly in an outfit, you're finished dressing up, really looking really fly, and then in your mind you're thinking, okay, I'm looking fine. And then you go ask other people, how do I look? You're seeking validation from other people. And then they tell you that you're not looking good, this outfit doesn't really look good on you. But then previously on that, you've already felt good in that outfit. You're feeling fly, you're feeling high, you're feeling like confident, you're walking that walk. But then they tell you that this outfit doesn't really suit you, but then you not feel that. So this is what we have to consider when taking advice from other people. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing or it's the wrong thing for you to take advice. There are so many advices to get from other people which we can apply in many areas of our life, which include our relationship, our business, our health, and in our day-to-day activities. But all I'm trying to say is balancing these advices you take from other people, balancing it with your own thoughts. And then we all have that family member who likes to give unsolicited advice. You understand? We all have that family member, that one particular family member who likes to give unsolicited advice, and then they become really upset when you do not listen to them. It is a difficult thing to sometimes take their advice, and then when you don't want to listen to them, they become all upset, they become angry, and then they guilt trip you. Let me give you an example. We have this auntie. They'll tell you, okay, maybe you're having issues, and you go to meet them. They will maybe use their old-fashioned way. I'm not saying that the old-fashioned way is bad, though. But what I'm trying to say is that things have evolved. Everywhere is evolving. Everything's are changing. So sometimes those advices might not apply to the current situation you're going through or you're passing through. And then you go there, ask for their advice, and then she becomes... when you don't go through it, or when you don't go through with the advice she gives you, she becomes really upset, and then it becomes a family issue. They will call family meeting on top of your head. Or we all have that friend that likes to give unsolicited advice. They'll be like, ah, Chimaka, what is this? What is this? What's that? What's that? What's that? And when you don't take the advice, they'll be like, ah, what happened now? Why didn't you take the advice? And then they become really, really, really upset. Like I said, seeking out approval from someone and then not being sure of yourself is really bad. It's really, really bad. Seeking out approval or validation from someone and then not really being sure of yourself, because then you suffer from low esteem issues, you become withdrawn, because then, like I said earlier, you'll be feeling yourself, you'll be feeling flying, then you go out and go and ask them, okay, how am I looking? And then they give you their own advice, they give you their own words and tell you you're not looking too good, you're not looking too fine, and then you become really down. So we have to balance these thoughts together. Okay, I have to talk about something. People can't really get or process the information they receive because they expect that information or that particular advice to look a certain way. You get what I'm trying to say? You go to a friend asking for an advice. Okay, advice. You already have your conclusion in mind, though. Maybe, okay, whether should you go on this date or not? In your mind, you want to go for the date. But then you go to your friend asking her if you should go for that date. And then because your mind is already structured in this particular way, like, yes, yes, I must go for the date. Once your friend start telling you, or once someone else start telling you, don't go for this date, you become really angry. You become like, you become really upset. And start asking yourself, okay, in Nigeria, they'll call it bad belly. You're bad belly. You have bad belly. You're doing this. You're doing that. But meanwhile, you've already structured your mind that this would go a certain way. Like, everybody must support me in my decision. No, not everybody have the same thinking mind with you. Not everyone thinks the same way with you. Some will have different opinions. Some will have, they're like the varied opinions out there. So if you're seeking advice from someone, if you're going out there to take advice from someone, keep a clear mind, open your mind. Let's be transparent. Because if you have a structured way, if your mind is rigid in this particular way of thinking, you become really obsessed when that kind of advice or when that kind of opinion doesn't really favor you. Using the guidance of a yes or no is something we should all be acquainted with and practice. But sometimes we miss this yes or no because we expect it to look a certain way. I've already said this. If you're going to someone for an advice, keep a clear mind. Always have yes or no. Let it not always be yes, 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 or let it not always be no, no, no. Keep a clear mind. Let it be let your mind be unbiased. So that if the person gives you the information, the person gives you the advice you're seeking for, be like, okay, please, I'm not taking this advice. Or yes, please, thank you so much for your advice. Keep a clear mind while listening to people's advice, and then you would really understand them. Be honest with yourself. Do I really want to make this decision right now? Or is this something I have to get an opinion about? Like I used earlier, this example of being in a class, elective courses. You ask yourself, sit down and ask yourself, do I really need to make this decision right now? Or is this something I have to get an opinion about? If it's something you need to make now, if it's a decision you need to make now, then you go asking people. But if it's something later, you can sit down. Maybe you, if you ask people their advices, you can sit down, come back to your room or somewhere, and then bring all those opinions and advices together and sift through them. Sift the right one, sift the wrong one, and then take the best out of it. Give yourself time and space, especially when taking advices. Give yourself time to mull over it. Don't just rush into a decision. Okay, I've heard from Mr. A, I've heard from Mr. B. I'll just go and give my advice, my decision like that. No. Once you hear from Mr. A, you hear from Mr. B, you hear from Mr. C, bring all those advices together. Think over it, mull over it, deliberate over it, and then you come up with answers. Find new answers within how you're feeling. When people are convincing me to take something or an advice I don't really like, it makes me really upset. You can do it. Yes, do this. You can do this. And I know that deep down I can't do this. It makes me really upset. But then I don't say something because I really don't want to hurt the person's feeling, because after all, I'm the one that went to the person for an advice. So just, like, don't flare up. Especially if you're someone like me that don't like the advice I give you. Just keep quiet. Tell the person, okay, thank you, I've heard. You know, there's something I heard. Like, there's this saying I've heard somewhere. They said, I heard is different from I will do it. Tell the person, I have heard. And that I have heard doesn't mean you will do it. Today, I want to give you all a little reminder to always listen to yourself. You can listen to your friends, you can listen to your teacher, you can listen to your mentor, you can listen to your partner, you can listen to the stranger writing an article or a blog you found online, you can listen to the person doing a podcast, listen to them all, but then listen to yourself. Always check to see if all the things you're hearing, or if all the things you're listening to resonate with you. This may sound obvious, but it ends up being not. I have to give that permission to myself. I have come to a point where I know in my heart what I have to do, or what I have, like, what is meant to be done. That is not to say that support isn't essential. It is so very essential to our well-being. Yet, support and advice are not the same things. I listen to my friends, and on occasion I ask them for advice, but I always know that they can't really ever tell me what they would do, because they don't know what they would do. They can't know until they've been in this very situation, and even then they are still not me, feeling what I'm feeling with all my unique experiences that have made me who I am. Only I am me, and only I can make the best choices for myself. You have to resonate this between you. Say this every single time you're about to take other decisions, or you're about to take opinions of others that you don't really like. You are you, and only you can make the best choice or best decision for yourself. I have a lot of people who are in unhealthy relationship. You tell them to break up simply because the relationship is unhealthy, but they'll tell you no, and no choice can be made, and you just live with yourself, simply listening to another person. You just live with yourself. We need to feel it for ourselves. It needs time for us, and when it's time, it's something we know. We can listen to others, but that listening won't mean anything until something inside us shifts. We hear a story or have an experience, and in that moment, something inside us awakens, and then we know the truth for ourselves. Okay, let me give an example. We are in church, and then someone is giving the testimony. You're confused. Okay, let me just use the testimony part. The pastor is preaching on the altar, and then you've been confused on the right direction to take, on the right step to take, and then pastor preaches, and so something whispers to you, there's something the pastor says, and then everything becomes clearer. Your mind awakens. You've seen the right decision to make. This happens every time. Only when we know our own truth can we make the choices that are best for us. This is why we go back and forth. This is why we break up and get back together. This is why we make a decision and then spend hours analyzing whether or not it was the right decision. Only when we are in alignment with our deepest self can we make choices that we know are what we need in that moment and live with them without second guessing. We can acknowledge our heart desires that things could have turned out differently, but that desire doesn't inform our decision. We acknowledge this for what it is, a desire, a yearning control, and we are able to choose what is best for ourselves. To have those things mean that we need to do the daily work. We need to heal ourselves. We need to balance ourselves. We need to restore. we need to learn the difference between our ego and our authentic self. Like I said earlier, so people have like really big ego that they won't really listen to other people. They don't really go to other people for advices. They only take their advice, and sometimes their advice end up being bad. So we need to work on ourselves. We need to heal ourselves. We need to learn the difference between our ego and our authentic self. We need to know the difference in order to be able to live in accordance with our soul. We need to know how to be who we really are, how to live our healthiest lives, and how to put ourselves back on track when we slip off. And that comes from knowing yourselves. It comes from exploring and experimenting and listening deeply to the voice inside. The voice that has always been there patiently waiting for you to listen to it. Yes. We should always listen to that voice. Some people call it our subconscious, some people call it the conscience. There's always this little voice telling us to do what is right and what is not right. So we should always listen to that deep voice. The voice is always there. Even if you leave the voice and go and listen to other people's advice, the voice is always there waiting for you to come back to it. And sometimes they call it intuition. That voice never lies. So yeah, this is the end of my podcast. Please tell me your thoughts on the above podcast, and please share, like, subscribe, and thank you so much for listening. See you same time next Saturday. Bye.